It's the Pirates Week for February
1st, 2009. Only FDC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ. My life to live. I transmit our song. They say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio.
Well, I am Ragnar Dansjold, and you have once again found The Pirates Week, a podcast dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum, but we cover all aspects of pirate radio and free media. Pirates in the news story this week, we got a few of them, and some news around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We have a whole bunch of off-air recordings this week, a couple closing thoughts for me, and, well, hey, stay tuned. In fact, you know what? I'm not even going to go into the opening monologue. Let's just get right into Pirates in the News.
Pirates in the News.
Well, we got a couple things I want to touch on with the Pirates in the News segment. How would you like to have your pirate radio station show up on Arbitron? Yeah, just think about that for a minute. And actually, that happened down in Florida this last week. This is from the DIYmedia.net. The radio industry's primary rating racket says it had to recompilate its ratings last fall in Orlando, Florida. It's not quite clear how the error was found, but Tampa's Pirate Party made the books this last time. It's happened before a few times, but that's right, Florida's Pirate Party made Arbitron. However, given the fact that Arbitron feels compelled to rewrite the book, it's for a pretty significant market based on the listenership of one pirate radio station. It's a pretty big accomplishment and seems to confirm the hypothesis that free radio is alive and well today. One look at the FCC enforcement statistics for the state, and especially in the Miami and Orlando metro areas, especially during the fall months of 08, it seems somewhat unsurprising that the Pirate Party, the FM Pirate down there in Orlando, made Arbitron's books, and they're recomping those statistics. I think they should keep them in, personally. That'd be that's pretty cool. Hey, congrats down there to the Pirate Party. And that's from the DIY Media. That's John Anderson's. I'll have links, of course, to all this stuff on the show notes. Taking a look at the blogosphere from the Media Network blog, Irish public broadcaster RTE will carry out a test transmission on the 28th of January, that was last Wednesday, at 1930 to 2030 UTC on 6220 kilohertz, and they seek reports from listeners from Africa and the Middle East and Europe. 6220, of course, is very popular with the European pirate broadcasters. Andy Walker asked on the shortwave listeners Winterfest news group, how the hell can RTE test on this frequency when European pirates have been raided or given a written warning for using that frequency? Very good questions, Andy. This next item I found on Make Magazine's The Future of Pirate Radio Project. It's a combination of a cell phone application that reads QR codes and printable stencils for graffiti artists to put up on codes of... In fact, I think I talked about this about a week or so ago, but you take a picture of this QR code that's been plastered as a piece of graffiti on a wall, and Well, I tell you what, I'm going to let you listen to the YouTube clip, and I'm going to have links to it on the YouTube. In fact, what you're doing is taking a picture of a QR code, and it directs you to a website where you can find a frequency for that very localized area of a pirate radio broadcast. Take a listen to this audio.
Since I moved to London, I started to listen to radio whenever I have spare time. The city is full of pirate radio stations with different characteristics. I was becoming interested in the culture of radio stations and their byproducts. There are approximately more than 150 private radio stations in London, most of which are running without license, hence illegal. Therefore, they are hidden and many broadcast their shows secretly. Needless to say, there are a lot of risks running a pirate radio station. However, they are precious outputs for young musicians and artists. So, I tried to design a safer system for running pirate radio station. I realized that there is a connection between graffiti and pirate radio. Both of art expression hack into public facilities. In the case of graffiti, the hacker uses a wall. In the case of pirate radio, the hacker uses public radio waves illegally. It can be said that pirate radio is sound graffiti, and I would like to propose to combine these two methods of graffiti. The artist can spray two-dimensional barcode in the street with a stencil. Then, when people who find graffiti take a snapshot of the code with a mobile phone, they can find the radio station through the internet. The system is really simple. Update content on web server, making QR code on free QR code generator, then print out, and making stencil, and then spraying on public space. Audience just can download free QR code reader and install on their mobile phone, then can listen radio. Police cannot arrest graffiti artists until they catch them in the act of drawing or painting. This system is safer and might satisfy the spirit of defiance. In the future, I would like to making up code system which doesn't need any stencils.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Well, it's time now to take a look around the internet for some pirate radio postings, starting off like we always do with the Free Radio Network. That's frn.net/vines. Justin was looking for a contact address for WDDR. LC International points him towards WDDR homepage. That's WDDR1027.com. www.DDR1027.com. Very cool homepage. The email, of course, for them is ericblair@WDDR1027.com. An official press release from the WBNY studio notes that several well-known monkeys have sent in examples of their special talents for upcoming WBNY talent show program. Sealord has made a very good entry by playing the WBNY ID on his electric guitar. Beans has recorded a song using his guitar, and apparently his cousin played on the drums. Al Fanson has submitted a song in which he sings about his dreams of what he wants to be. Pat Murphy has his harmonica out and made some rather uncouth and bizarre body sounds. Jay Hancock has sent in a blues song about his constipation issues. Yeah, I'm just going to let that one sit. And for those who are paying close attention to the FRN this last week, they were treated to a song submitted to WBNY. It's been since taken down, but I really hope it's included in the program. I caught it. And in my opinion, it was awesome, but a bit irreverent to those of the religious persuasion. I do hope it makes it into the WBNY talent show. It was cool. It's down now, though. William K. Hertz notes the approach of Groundhog's Day this Monday. That's tomorrow, the 2nd of February, and reminds us all to be on the lookout for Punxsutawney Pothead Radio. Harold Froge on the Free Radio Weekly noted that this should be a heads up for the correct spelling, and if Phil ever lived around him, he'd be an idiot to show his face around there. Google it, people. It has an X in it, and I can't even say it. Continuing on, spell it right for the Free Radio Weekly. That's what Harold is noting. I started the topic broadcast station on 6930, but soon tracked the problem down to an overloading front end on the new ICOM PCR 1000. Too much antenna on the radio was the issue. I was getting ghost images from stations all over the place. Thanks to the help of Lex and Pat and 807B, a little attenuation of the antenna cleared up the problem, or pretty much has cleared up the problem. For the last week or so, I was actually posting all kinds of stuff that nobody else was hearing because it actually wasn't on the frequency I was listening to. It was ghost images coming in from the broadcast bands and a whole bunch of CW coming down onto the 6925 area and some broadcast stations, and I was getting a mess for the last week. Drove me nuts, but thanks to those guys, getting a little attenuation on the antenna has cleared up a lot of the problem. Still looking for maybe an attic loop or something, a different antenna than the big dipole feeding into the ICOM PCR 1000. Like I said, too much antenna for that little unit, and it just overloaded the front end. Continuing on, taking a look at some email that I got, Greg Majewski wrote in concerning the Trans World 4040 Adventure antenna that we discussed earlier last week, I believe. I was wondering about lowering the frequency down to the 6925 area. Greg notes that it might be easier to actually modify the Trans World 6060 antenna. That's the 60 meter Adventure. Down, if you can lower that one down to the 41 meter band, it'd probably be easier. You could remove the capacitance hats and raise the frequency of operation. He also notes that he is giving a presentation on loop antennas at the Shortwave Listeners Winterfest this year. He will be talking about loop antennas in general and also be talking about small loop antennas for transmitting. For the listeners room, he will have a 5-foot loop antenna and the MFJ933 loop antenna tuner. So check out the listeners room at the Winterfest this year for Greg's loop antenna is very cool. Take a look over at Dr. Tim's news group. He's reporting that Marcel from his mountaintop in France, he received undercover radio this last week, 6925 S2 from across the pond. Very cool. Marcel, of course, haven't heard from him much lately on the FRN, but he is a DXer extraordinaire over there from his mountaintop in DXing location in France. He likes to try to catch those American pirates. Very cool. And finally, from the Free Radio Weekly, number 677, covering logs from the 24th of January to the 30th of January 2009. Stations being heard this last week include Ann Hoffer Radio, Fallatio Radio, The Voice of Hell, MAC Shortwave, Psychedelic Salon, Psycho Radio, Undercover Radio, WBNY, Wolverine Radio, and WRPR, Real Pirate Radio. QSLs being received this last week. Chris Lobdell received one from Liquid Radio from his broadcast on 6925 AM, a partial data on the Jesus at the Controls, and that's a very cool Chris Lobdell getting a Liquid Radio QSL. And Zane Radio also reported receiving a Liquid Radio QSL. He's actually got the image of it on the FRN posted. If you want to take a look at the Liquid Radio QSL, send out to Zane Radio. Very cool.
This hobby sucks.
John, all hobbies suck. But if you keep at it, you might find at the end that you've managed to kill some precious time.
Wow. I never thought of it like that.
Well, it's time now to get into some off-air recordings. We've got a bunch of them for you this week. First up, Ann Hoffer Radio, a perennial favorite here at the Pirates Week. Channel Z in Chicagoland caught Ann Hoffer Radio 6925 Upper Sideband the 25th of January, SINPO 45444. Ann, of course, is playing her guitar live. She was coming in really strong in Chicago for Channel Z. Take a listen to Ann Hoffer Radio.
Hydroponic, you know what I mean? Wink, wink. So, this show is brought to you in part by AeroGarden Hydroponic. Got me a new one. And I'm growing stuff. I'm growing really good stuff in my AeroGarden. And I suggest that everybody out there, all the pirates, get an AeroGarden. Because if you can grow stuff, you can grow stuff. Hell yeah. And they guess what they want. They never want it again. When they get what they want. La 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 la. Okay, let's go with. Get another song here. Everything's live. Okay, I'm feeling dramatic. So here I go. When I think of all the worries that people seem to find, and how they're in a hurry to complicate their minds by chasing after money and dreams that can't come true, I'm glad that we are different. We've better things to do. There are other friends, there's teachers. I'm busy loving you. 1, 2, 3, 4, da-da.
Next up, Iron Man Radio. Weak Radio caught Iron Man Radio. That's getting a little confusing. Iron Man Radio, 6925 Upper Sideband, 0230 UTC. Nice signal and audio on a low noise night, says Weak Radio. Some minor quick deep fades, but Iron Man Radio was coming in rather well. He was doing a Skinner tribute. Take a listen to Iron Man Radio.
Tribute to Lynyrd Skynyrd, keyboardist Billy Powell. Rest in peace, man.
William K. Hertz caught Wind Up Radio 6924.7 AM on the 31st of January, 1330 or so UTC. Given that old time religion and other gospel songs being played on Wind Up Radio, take a listen. I'm going to keep this really short because it's not a really good copy here, but you can definitely catch Wind Up Radio ID there in the static. Take a listen to this. This is about a minute.
Wind up radio. Here we go.
I caught Possum Hunting Radio on 6925 Upper Sideband the 31st of January around 1840, 1850 UTC, SINPO 34343. This is on the new ICOM, Truck Driving Man playing some instrumental music. Take a listen to Possum Hunting Radio.
This is Truck Driver Man. I'm Possum Hunting Radio's twin brother, and I got the transmitter this week while my brother's on vacation. Try and get some more roadkill, but I don't know if you'll get it done or not. Get her done. Anyway, that crazy special ed over banging his head to Juan Gonzalez's music, but I don't see how that'll work out. We'll have to see.
That was Truck Driving Man, Possum Hunting Radio's twin brother. And finally, we have Lex down in Texas on his Palstar R30C with the malt liquor soaked potato antenna. He caught the bonus material from Dr. Morbius's WTCR. This is a 3433 USB upper sideband, 3433 kilohertz on the 1st of February around 0250 UTC. Take a listen to WTCR down on 3433 upper sideband.
This is WCCR Sinai. Good night. We have a second tomorrow. If you would like to receive it through our cell card, you send your reception report to WCCR. Box 1, Belfast, New York, 14711. CDC 3 cents for $1.02.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, I have one last quick thing for you in the other radio news. Laura L. Smith has been named to the AR Enforcement. That's the FCC person who's going to show up on your doorstep to let you know you're broadcasting out of band. Take a listen to this from This Week in Amateur Radio.
Laura L. Smith of Pennsylvania has been named by the FCC to fill the vacancy created when Riley Hollingsworth, K4ZDH, retired in 2008 as special counsel for the Spectrum Enforcement Division of the FCC's Enforcement Bureau. Hollingsworth served in that position for more than 10 years as the FCC's enforcement watchdog over the amateur radio service. When Hollingsworth was appointed as special counsel for amateur radio enforcement, Harrison said that Hollingsworth established a visible presence in the service and very quickly, with very little investment of commissioned resources, using little more than the awareness of an enforcement presence, created strong deterrence against rule violations. Smith returns to the FCC after serving as counsel with the Maryland law firm of Shulman Rogers. While there, she dealt with telecommunications matters and provided counsel to numerous entities in the private radio and public safety communities. Smith has served as an industry consultant and written columns for a variety of trade publications, including Mobile Radio Technology Magazine and the Private Wireless Magazine.
Well, that's about going to wind up this edition of the Pirates Week. Taking a look this last week, propagation has really been sucking lately, and I thought activity has been slowing down this last couple weeks, but activity during the week has tapered off some. The weekends are still active, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Still getting some Pirates on 6925, 6930, and 6950. Looks like 6850 has fallen off. MAC hasn't been down there much lately. In fact, I thought I heard them on 6925 the last month or so, so I think they have abandoned 6850. And WTCR showing up down on 3433 this last week was a bit of an eye-opener for me. Going to have to add that one into the memory bank. 3433 WTCR this last week. Tomorrow being Groundhog Day, the squeaky-voiced rodent should be once again on air. No, not Commander Bunny, but Punxsutawney Phil. His Punxsutawney Pothead Radio, he comes out of his burrow once a year to broadcast his forecast, so be sure to look out for that on Monday. Punxsutawney, I cannot say that. It has an X in it in there somewhere. Punxsutawney Pothead Radio should be on air tomorrow, Monday, so take a look for that. So that's going to wind up this edition of the Pirates Week. What did we learn this week? Well, we learned that we learned about antenna attenuation. That's what we learned. We learned how not to overload the front end of your receiver. And we also learned the knock may come with a prettier face, but you still have to pay that $10,000 in apparent liabilities. And we also learned that monkeys got talent. And we'll be looking out for the WBNY Monkey Talent Show, hopefully hitting the airwaves in the next couple weeks. And be sure to send in your talent show stuff to WBNY. Okay, that's it, gang. I'm out of here for another week. And as always, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor's soft glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week. That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.